AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. You can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
KA2LMZ.
KA2VLA.
WXP-DJR.
K2AAC.
That last check-in, you came in pretty strong there. What was your call again?
Kilo 2 Alpha, Alpha Charlie.
Okay, roger that. All right, we'll start here at the top of the list. K2ZMZ. Jack, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Well, nothing too exciting again tonight. We've had rain on and off through the day. We had about, overnight we had about 3,600 of an inch, and we also have another quarter of an inch in there, so I didn't go out tonight to check it. I usually check it in the morning, actually. And let's see, what do we got here? We have 60.3 degrees. And that's about it, I guess. Tomorrow we have a couple of doctor's appointments and a few things like that and some shopping to do, so it'll be a busy day. And hi to Clint. Clint, your voice sounds better. It's good to hear that. And say hello to Paul and the last station I'm not familiar with offhand. So, 73 Swall, KA2Z.
Okay, Jack. Well, thanks for checking in, and good luck with your errands there tomorrow. Okay, KA2VLA, Clint. By the way, happy, what was that, 65 years anniversary there? And good evening. What's going on? KA2VLA, do you copy?
KD2AIT. Good evening, Jeff. This is KA2VLA. I guess I forgot to have my thumb on the button. Well, we've just been enjoying a 65th anniversary Sunday. The actual day is until tomorrow, so we'll have another little party tomorrow. But we've had a nice turnout, and the kids had everything programmed, all arranged. A lot of friends come in from around New York State. And my cold is improving daily. So I think I'll shake it after a while. But it's been 2 weeks. But that's about all the news. Not doing much camp work because of the rains and the sickness. I hope to get around another month, spend a little time up there, feed the black flies. KD2AIT, this is KA2VRA, 73s.
Okay, Clint. Well, good. I'm glad you guys had a good party there. And congratulations on 65 years. And to you and Betty, and we hope to see you up at camp soon. I plan on heading up there this weekend. That reminds me, I got to call Joni there and Mark here. I guess I'll do that tomorrow. It's getting late, but we got that stuff going on with the road, and hopefully to getting that started here soon if everybody's on board. But I'll talk more about that later. All right, thanks, Flint. Thanks for checking in, and we'll catch up with you later. WX2PJR, Paul, good evening. What's up?
Good evening, Jeff, and everybody on board. Go up to high power. It's coming in a little light tonight for some odd reason. Weather. rain must be affecting the antenna up there in the hill. Anyway, let's see here. We had almost 60 hundredths of an inch of rain here today, and nearly an inch, well, 96 hundredths this morning. So yeah, it's been raining. It's still raining. So, fun. Let's see here, 58 degrees out there, as I said, raining, but the pressure is rising, so there's a plus. Other than that, not too much else to add here, just give you one for the count. Probably heard Art out there, K2AAC, I'm not sure if that's him or not, sounded like him, anyways, from Western New York there, Tonawanda, I believe it is. So anyways, back to you there, Jeff, WX2PJR.
Okay, Paul, thanks for checking, and yeah, I'm glad the barometer is rising. We've had enough rain. We need a little bit of sunshine here. But, all right, thanks for checking in, and yep, that's all right out there in Tonawanda. The fisherman out there, didn't hear you the first time. He came in a little strong. It was a little muddled, but he sounded better the second time. So what's going on there tonight, Art?
This is K2AAC, Art, in the town of Tonawanda, New York. It's overcast. It rained a little bit this morning, not too much, and it's been overcast with a little sunshine coming through. Tomorrow I'll be going fishing. Been doing pretty good with the fishing at the local creek here. I pulled in 2 3-pound bass, so not too bad at all, and I caught a few smaller ones. So I think the bass just like those worms. I use the plastic worms there, Jeff. They love the red ones. So matter of fact, I got blue ones, but I think I better go see if I can get a few of those red ones before I go fishing tomorrow. So other than that, it's supposed to be a nice day tomorrow, around 75 and sunny. So that's my opportunity, because we've been having a lot of rain over here also in Western New York. And yeah, good evening to Paul over there. I can't call into your net anymore. It won't stay connected on Echolink to your net in the morning there on the Rooster Roster net. I don't know why, but it comes on for about 30 seconds and cuts out on me. So, Jeff, I want to say hi to you and everybody else on that, and tell that gentleman a very happy anniversary. I got 36 years in here, going on 37, so 65, wow, that's incredible. That is very good, especially this day and age. Even you notice how people over 30 years, they seem to get divorced now. That's a high rate for people over 30 years getting divorced. Why bother at that stage there, Jeff? Thanks for picking me up on the net, and I'd like to say hi to everybody else on the net also, besides yourself. You do a great job on the net here. I just want to let you know that. And I'll send it right back to you, Jeff. I always forget your call. I know it's a KD2AIT, I believe it is. K2AAC from the town of Tonawanda, New York. I say it's around 58, 59 degrees here. It's been actually this week coming up supposed to be in the 70s, but in the 50s at nighttime. Can't ask for any better weather than that. I don't like it when it gets in the 80s. It's a little too warm for me. So I'll send every best to that control. You have yourself a great night. Thanks for picking me up. This is K2AAC, back to that control.
Okay, well, thank you very much, and good luck with the fishing. Sounds like you're banging a few out there, so that's good. The water's been so high here lately, I really haven't done much fishing. I did do some, I did go out for some bullheads there not that long ago, and had some fun doing that, but just haven't really had time, or when you do have time, the river's way too high, so, alright, well, thanks for checking in, and hopefully you get that nice weather. We're all hoping for some of that. Alright, this is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins.
KD2
C2WI.
C2GE. KC2QXG.
Okay, there's three more, so we'll start with KC2WI. Pete, good evening, what's up?
Well, I just was on 955 with Will there for most of the last half hour and talking about field day. And normally, last 2 years, I've done it up in Lake Pleasant with the Speculator Club, which is now officially the Hamilton County Amateur Radio Club. But really, it's been myself and K2LML with some help from K5YDR, who's a summer resident, and some little, you know, show up for an hour or two from some of the other club members. Well, Bill's going to be not available, so that means that all of, you know, work that we do on Friday and Saturday morning can't be done by one person. We haven't heard from K5YDR, and one of the other guys that was involved last year, although I don't think physically he can do a lot of setup, but he's a great CW guy, old, you know, old Navy and Marine CW operator. We haven't heard from him, and nobody else from the club has talked to any of us about, asked us about what we're doing or, you know, or anything. Our conclusion so far is that there really isn't any interest. So with Bill not being around, I don't think I'm going to drag a bunch of stuff out to Morehouse. So talking with Will there, sounds like the Thousand Island setup is going to be kind of interesting and in the spirit of ham radio experimentation and all that good stuff. So I'm kind of leaning towards maybe going up there, even though I kind of want to go up to the Adirondacks. The other option is just go home and sit on the front porch and hook my radio to the battery so I'm on emergency power, and you know, it can be rainy and drizzly and everything else, and I can feel like I'm right out camping and in the field, but I'm 5 feet from the door, and I do a lot of operating like that up there. It's really, really great. It's like being at camp, but you got heat and you got hot water. And, you know, you never get wet. So I don't know yet for sure. But anyway, that's the plan. And let's see, we got a, it's pretty late into June here. What is it, next week, right? The Boonville Amateur Radio Club meeting is next Tuesday, I think. KC2WI.
Roger that, it is next Tuesday at 7 o'clock, excuse me, at the Dodge Grant Northern. Okay, well, have a good time with it. I plan on getting up there in the Adirondacks here this weekend myself. I've been meaning to get back up to camp. I haven't been back up there since the last time I saw you up there. And I've been definitely wanting to get back there. I got a bunch of work to do. So, all right, Pete. Thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. AC2GE, Will, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Well, good evening, and not too much going on here, I guess. Like Pete said, we've been chewing the fat for the last while there over on Roswell Repeater, and figured that one back. We'll go with the 1-5 later. You're gonna be okay. It's a heck of a long haul from here to there, but well, I had to cut the power down a little bit, but it's a long haul, so it's bound to be kind of sketchy on and off. But everybody's sounding good. Good to catch everybody here. Familiar voices, of course. And with that, I hand it back to you, AC2GE.
Okay, well, glad you got most of that. You cut out there in the middle. We didn't hear. Where are you transmitting from?
I'm down here in Dexter. So a little bit outside of Watertown towards the lake.
Oh, Roger, I thought you were somewhere different. Your signal's usually stronger than this. I didn't. Did you change the antenna or something? Or?
Nah, just not the greatest conditions tonight. Not picking up much strength either on this end. That's why I don't always check in. good nights, it's worth it. Bad nights, nah, not so much.
Roger that. Well, it is quite a haul, so thanks for checking in tonight, Will, and we'll catch up with you later. KC2QXG, I believe it's Sean. What's going on tonight?
Hey, KC2QXG, good evening, Jeff. Everyone on the net. Not too much here. Last couple weekends, made it up to camp in Brandingham there, and did a little work, cut some trees and stuff to blow down from the winter. Got that all tucked away, and wasn't the greatest weather, dodging the raindrops and all that, but we got it done, and hoping to get up there, well, most of the month, but looks like this weekend my son's graduating high school, so we got his graduation on Saturday, so not going to make it this weekend, and next weekend we'll probably do his party and stuff, so looks like the next 2 weekends are tied up. But looking forward to getting back up there and taking some time off this summer. And get a little work done, do a little fishing and hiking. So with that, turn it back to you, Jeff, and 73 to everybody on the net, KC2QXG.
Okay, Sean, yeah, well, those graduations, they only come once, right? So I guess you have to do it. But I hear you. We got a lot of family stuff coming up here, too, and that's why I haven't been back up to camp myself, and I'm really looking forward to it this weekend, and got to get away. Got a bunch of work to do up there myself, so I don't think that ever ends at camp. That's just the nature of the beast. All right, thanks for checking in, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins. Well, as for myself, it was a working day, and it's going to be a working night. And in between there, me and my daughter Addie there, we took a walk down the towpath for a little bit, in between raindrops and Westville TV. So that's about it. Not an exciting day. All right, are there any comments, queries, or any check-ins at this time?
AC2NBU, quick in and out. Got 56 degrees up here.
Okay, Ray, thanks for the in and out there. Are there any other comments, queries, or any check-ins?
KC2WI, I know about the late nights. I was up till 2 o'clock Sunday night and basically trapped inside all day Sunday. My customer up at the Adirondack Lee Club showed up and this didn't work right and so on and so forth, and something was there, but wasn't the way it was at his other place, you know. And I was on the phone with the email with his other IT guy, and the station in Brandingham there, I don't know if we ever talked before or not. I'm sure we must have, but we're not too far apart there, so someday maybe we gotta meet for a cup of coffee or something.
KC2QXG, KC2WI. Yeah, we have talked before, Pete. Name here is Sean. I'm in Camillus right now. And I do have a place up in Brandingham there. And yeah, we'll definitely catch up for a cup of coffee there. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm trying to remember. Your name sounds familiar, but I don't remember. Where is your place in Brandingham?
Up on Partridgeville Road, up near the end of Partridgeville.
Okay, did I talk to you on HF?
I believe we did. Yes, it was on HF. I think on a Sunday or Saturday morning or something like that.
Yep. Okay, it was Saturday. It was Sunday at 6 o'clock, I'm pretty sure, because I happened to get on 3958, which is our North Country, Northern New York frequency that we have the North Country group on Sunday mornings. And a few of us are sort of trying, especially me, trying to get guys to get on there, whatever, any day at 6 o'clock and give a shout. and I met you on there, and I remember you said something about Brenningham, and we got talking about trails and the road from Sendera and all that stuff. Yeah, we'll have to get together sometime. You know, give me a shout when you're around here, and on this or on the 955, and you know, we'll go for a hike or something, or meet at the Brenningham store for a donut or something like that. KC2WI. Okay, Pete. Yeah, we'll do. Definitely give you a shout when I'm up there, and we'll see if we can hook up and have a cup of coffee and chat there. Yep. Thanks for the chat tonight, and I'll definitely be in contact. KC2QXG.
Okay. This is KD2AIT. Are there any other comments, queries, or any check-ins at this time?
Rochester Ham Fest is on Saturday. I'm going to be going out if anyone wants to ride out with me.
Okay. I guess everybody heard that. And if you want to go out, I'll get a hold of KC2MBU, Ray. He'll be heading out there. All right. Are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins? Okay. I'd like to remind everybody that the Louisville Amateur Radio Club regular monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, June 18th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Market Community Center at 106 Schuyler Street. If anybody needs reminding, it's me, because I seem to miss them all. But I'm going to try to make it. If anybody, you know, everybody's welcome if they're interested, and if you're looking to get your ham radio license, that's a good place to start. All right, last call. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Hearing none, I'll now close the Black Blue Live service. Start returning this frequency to regular amateur use. I'd like to thank Jack, Clint, Paul, Art, Pete, Will, Sean, and Ray for checking in tonight, and say 73 to anyone who may be listening in. This is KD2AIT, clear.
Being heard, this is N2ADV. I'll be